WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. New Jersey Transit Police are not saying much after video surfaced showing what appears to be a transit cop hitting and dragging a man outside of the Trenton train station. Patrick Lavery's been following this story and joins us live with the latest details. Patrick?
Eric, this apparently happened Saturday night and may have only come to NJT's attention due to this short video taken by a woman waiting to be picked up at the Trenton Transit Center. She says her phone died after about a minute of recording, and the video doesn't show what led up to this, but she says she saw the man sitting up against a wall, then a commotion, then the officer dragging the man, yelling, "Get up and get out." The officer throws the man down. The man lies motionless for half a minute, and the cop drags him again, hitting and cursing at him. NJT confirms it is one of their officers, and they're looking into it. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Two Barnegat teens are charged with throwing bottles off a Parkway overpass Sunday. After a call, police found the 14-year-olds were still on the overpass. Fortunately, there are no reports of them actually hitting their targets. New taxes on short-term rentals in New Jersey, booked through outlets like Airbnb, may soon be followed by additional regulations and fees outlined by the legislature in a bill that's already moving through the assembly.
The legislation includes limits on how many days a home could be rented out a year and an annual fee of up to $250 to become a registered host. Assemblywoman Valerie Venere Huddle says cities and towns are moving to impose regulations and that without uniform rules, it becomes a mishmash.
If this law was passed, it would bring New Jersey in line with similar standards set by other major cities around the world.
The proposal would not apply to seasonal rentals. A different version of the plan got a similar first approval 2 years ago, then stalled. Many amendments to the bill have since been made. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Lumberton is the latest Jersey town to be asking residents to approve a big bond issue. Voters will decide tomorrow the fate of a $4.9 million referendum. They say it's for security and infrastructure improvements at three schools, but also includes the closure of a fourth. The two-party system is technically still in effect in the Garden State, but Democrats have become so dominant in the legislature in recent years, the Jersey GOP has largely become an afterthought.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says Republicans are at a structural disadvantage.
They don't have the numbers in the legislature to be a formidable force. They don't have the kind of funding that's necessary to run campaigns statewide.
Ben Dworkin of the Rowan University Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship says another problem is Republicans don't have a clear leader.
You don't have control of the governor's office, so it's not like you had someone, as they did with Chris Christie, to clearly be the head of the party.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.